Hello.
Hi, is this Eugene?
Yeah, that's Eugene.
Hi, Mr. Souza. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I did, of course, want to follow up with you regarding your request. I know you spoke with Aya. She said that you might have thought that we were the company that you're already working with for
Yeah.
SEO. I didn't know you were working with somebody else. Who's the company that you're working with?
Is a connection.
Oh, and how long have you been with them?
Well, since I began.
Really? So that's been a
Yeah.
while. I'm
Yeah.
surprised. I was surprised even to find out from Aya that you've been working with somebody. And if you're telling me that it's been kind of, since you started like 2 years ago. Wow. The reason that it's surprising to me is that when we spoke before, I did a search for your business online, and I mean, obviously, we don't want your customers to have to do that, but I wanted to see what you had out there for your business already, and there's really not a lot of information out there. I mean, we would expect to see page after page after page of directory submissions, especially if you started with them 2 years ago. Google wants to see a lot of content. In fact, the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are not the ones that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. They are the ones, though, that have the most content online that relates to that particular search. Now, is the phone number that they're promoting the 470-338-9320?
Yeah.
It is. Well, I don't see that they've done much of anything. There's not a lot of content online for your business. And if I look for SunShield Tinting, Marietta, Georgia, 30066 with this phone number, I would expect to see online content. And if you've been with them for 2 years, why would they have not done something that would get you more phone calls, right? Or get you found on Google?
Like they are working like since I began, I've been working with them on Facebook,
Oh, okay.
and then after a while, I asked them to start with Google too,
Oh, okay.
and when I received their phone call, I thought it was Ken because he told me that he was going to call me.
Oh,
The
wow,
manager,
that's
Gabriel, I don't
that's
know if you ever heard about it, Gabriel. It is an
no.
international company from Brazil.
Oh, from Brazil. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, from the beginning of the phone call, and you spoke with Tara, she's always really good about identifying the name of the business and who we are and why we're calling. So no, this was a call from beginning to end with you being a new client of ours. But I think Tara put in the notes that you tried Facebook ads, you didn't like it. It didn't work well for you, which is probably why you were wanting to do something a little bit different, right?
Yeah, so that's why I informed him, because like Facebook is being always like people want cheap stuff
Yeah,
and they
just
always want to
looking
drop.
for the cheapest price, right?
Yeah, so I don't want that kind of marketing.
No. What you want is to be marketed professionally on the first pages of Google and Bing for people who are looking for your services,
Yeah,
And when
exactly.
they're calling you and when they're calling you after seeing the website, they are going to be making an informed decision to call you directly. So you are going to get quality phone calls. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. So for almost 19 years. We will celebrate our 19th anniversary a little later on this year. That's a long time.
What is the difference in between your company and other from other country?
Well, there's probably thousands of so-called SEO companies, right? Most of them are
Yeah.
just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas, like you said, Brazil, India, Philippines. I mean, there are other companies out there that try to provide this type of service. But almost all Google partners, and especially the Google Premier partners, are in the United States, either in New York or California. We're in California. There's a couple that are in Texas. But Google works directly with us. They've actually come to our offices in the past. Everything's pretty much remote ever since COVID, and it never went back. But they used to come to our offices and train us directly. We do still have, you know, video calls and conference calls, and we work directly with Google every day. So we are a Google partner. Now, I don't believe that this other company actually is a Google partner. And I would think from the content that they created, from what I don't see online, that they're not a Google partner. Now, you know, everyone's heard of Facebook. Everyone's heard of Yelp. A lot of people know Superpages or Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Those are directories that are fairly well known, not only to the public, but also to so-called SEO companies, right? But the content that makes a difference for the businesses online, it's really the stuff that no one's ever heard of. So things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telmap, those are directories that are not well known to the public, and we certainly don't create those directories for your customers to see, but we do create that content for Google to see. And like I said, the businesses that have the most content online are the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors. You simply don't have those directories, but we create that content right away because that's what's going to get your phone ringing. So, I mean, it's surprising to hear that you've been with another company for 2 years and you don't have even the basic content that would help you get calls from people on Google. You know, people use Google all the time. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say. It's what we do. It is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And when you are listed properly on that first page, you will get those phone calls. But
because, like, from the beginning, he told me, like, he's not good to invest on Google right now because, like, I was in the beginning of the company. And he told me, like, to raise money, the best option to save is work on Facebook during sometimes, and then I promote and go
but that
to Google.
Didn't work. Well, I mean, I don't know why anyone would tell you not to invest in Google, because it's where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, 25 years ago, all we really had was the Yellow Pages, and the smart business owners were AA this or AAA that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically. That's how the phone book worked, and they would get more phone calls because of that. Now, it almost works the same way, at least the part where the guy we call, the guy who answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, he's the guy that we hire. Only we don't make that search in the phone book anymore. We make that search on our computer or our smartphone. And you know, a lot of people use Facebook, but more people use Google, right? So you're missing a lot of opportunities in Marietta, Kennesaw, where you want to be found, right? People are looking for your services every day, but they're not finding your business because you're not listed properly, you know? But for a company to tell you don't invest in Google, that's kind of telling me that they can't help you with Google. You know, they're trying to tell you to invest in what they can do for you. You've been working with them for 2 years, so whatever you're spending, even if it was $100 a month, that's still $2,400 in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So our service,
like, when I receive your call, I contact him, and then he told me that it was in hand.
Right.
And then I was like, wow, well, I send $300 for this guy.
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, I know that Tara was the one who reached out to you originally. She's one of my mapping coordinators, and she's always very clear that we are not Google, that we are local Squash, that we are a Google partner. She's actually one of the best mapping coordinators that we have. She's very efficient and also very professional and also very good at her job. And then, of course, you transferred the call over to me, and, you know, I did let you know that my name is Paul Gordon. When I asked you what you wanted for your security question and things like that, so...
Your, Do you remember that I asked you, like, what company?
Right.
Because,
you asked and I said it was Local Splash and that you would get emails from us, and you have. So I did identify clearly,
but
even when you asked. And, of course, Tara identified clearly that we're Local Splash even before you asked. When she
first because she told me that y'all work for Google.
We are. We are a Google partner. Like I said, Google doesn't make these phone calls to small and medium-sized businesses. They do have a division that deals with the nationwide chains for advertising. But for small and medium-sized businesses, they started a partnership program. That partnership program's been almost 8 years now. And we are, like I said, a Google Premier partner. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. Like I said, we started in 2004. So when Google started that partnership program, we had been around for almost 12 years already with a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on both the local map as well as Google paid ads. We are able to do local service ads, which are our pay-per-lead through Google. Those are things that we're not doing here. But there's still a huge benefit to working with a Google partner because we get our training and our updates directly from Google. So, you know, if Tara said that, you know, we are a Google partner and things like that, I mean, at no point did we even try to mislead you or even know that you were working with another company. But now that you are already signed up with us, being that you've been with this other company for 2 years and they really haven't done much of anything except the failed Facebook campaign, you know, I'm not saying you have to stop. I mean, I admire your loyalty, but I don't think you would have reached out to them or even taken the call from us, whether you knew it was us or not, if you were seeing the results that you were looking for, right? You were looking to do something different. They told you 2 years ago not to do Google. I don't think they would have told you that unless they were not able to do it. I don't think if they were a Google partner, they would not have told you not to do Google, right? So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, it's month to month for a good reason. And with the cost of our service reduced by 50% and our setup fee waived, we are not even making money for the first couple few months. We have to realistically earn your business for 3 months as a paying client. We're going to spend every month $100 in Facebook ads. We are going to continue to keep updated and optimize the information that we create. And that initial content creation not only takes time, in certain cases for certain directories, it costs us money to do that as well. So there's no way that we would have been able to stay in business as long as we have without keeping our clients happy, without getting their phone ringing, and without kind of earning their business 1 month at a time. And keep in mind, we're building a website for you as well. It's really surprising that you don't have a website.
I researched about Local Splash.
Yeah,
and also
we've got 800 reviews on Google. We've got over 800 reviews on Google, over 500 five-star reviews on Google from customers that have used our services. So anyone who gives our service the opportunity to work, they see results. We have 847 Google reviews and overall 4.2 star rating. So customers who give the service an opportunity to work, they do see results. Absolutely. Like I said, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. We are invested in your success. Your success is our success. We have to actually earn your business for a couple of months just for it to work out for us, right? But I've been with the company myself for over 10 years. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So I know you're going to love the service if you give it the opportunity to work. Like I said, it is on a month-to-month basis. You've been with this other company for 2 years, and I don't think they've done what you hoped. You're asking them to try something different. I don't even know that it would be any better. I mean, if they're telling you from the beginning, don't invest in Google, and now you're saying, look, Facebook didn't work, I want to do Google, why wouldn't they have told you months ago that it wasn't working? Or in the very beginning, yeah. Why wouldn't they have told you in the very beginning? Because, you know, Google's been around for a long time. The Internet's not going away. Even when I started, more searches were done on Google than all the other searches combined, even to this day, but even back then. You know, you add Facebook, you add Yelp, all the industry-specific directories like Angie Leads or Thumbtack, all of those searches combined are still a small fraction, even if you include Bing, and Bing is like 1 out of 10 searches. Google is 9 out of 10 searches online to this day.
But,
and more people use a smartphone than a computer, and they look on Google. So it's really weird that they told you to not market Google, unless obviously they can't. That would be the only reason.
Let me ask you something. So I commented with him about the local splash. I told him he has the really good reviews on it. And then he told me that it's possible get reviews and buy reviews.
We've been around for 19 years. Our reviews are coming from actual clients that in many cases mention specifically the people that they worked with. And we know that these are active clients. We've got reviews from people that have never used our services, but those are bad reviews. Those are people who didn't like getting phone calls or tried the service for a week and didn't like it because they thought it was like Angie Leads and they would get leads right away. So it's not a lead-based service. It doesn't happen overnight. But to get on that first page of Google, no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google Premier partner. So it seems to me, I mean, I don't ever want to say anything bad about another company, right? But 2 years ago, they told you not to invest in Google. They tried a social media campaign. You said all you got was people that were looking for the cheapest guy in town. You don't want to be that guy. You do quality work, and you don't want to have to lower your price, cut into your profit margin, work harder and not smarter. So now you're saying, look, this didn't work. And now all they can tell you is reasons to not try another company. I'm looking for a good reason why you should stay with them. I don't see it. If they told you 2 years ago not to invest in Google, you not only wasted the money that you spent with them over 2 years, you lost time. You lost opportunity. Every day you're not on that first page is a potential customer calling one of your competitors because you're not listed there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I said, it's month to month for a good reason. We have to keep your phone ringing.
So, what do you recommend? Do you recommend me talk to the NN?
I mean, I don't even know what they're doing for you at this point. I mean, they obviously didn't get your phone ringing.
Yeah.
Did they ever create a website even? I mean, we're doing a website because you don't have one right now.
They said I was working on it, but it's been a month on it.
If they've been working on it for even a month, it should have been completed already. But to be honest, if you've been with them for 2 years, it should have been done in the first month. We're going to take about 3 or 5 business days to build your website.
Wow.
So if you're going to keep them, that's fine. But give us the opportunity in a month to get things going for you. You'll have the tracking and the reporting. You'll see exactly how much it's working, and then you can call them. Then you can call them with the knowledge of saying, these guys did in a month what you guys couldn't do in 2 years. And then that's the end of the conversation, right? You call them now, they're going to give you reasons to not try something different. They're going to want to keep that money coming in and try to tell you that they're doing something for you, but all they're really doing is taking your time and wasting your money.
Yeah. Make
whatever sense. You're spending, it's too much.
Yeah.
If you spend a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. I don't know what they're charging you.
They're charging $80 on it.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay. Times 2 years, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. You're looking at $1,900, almost $2,000 that you spent. But what really hurts you is the 2 years of time that you could have gotten more phone calls and more jobs, especially for commercial tinting and for homeowners, you know, not just auto glass. those are opportunities and jobs that you could have gotten. So it's not just the $2,000 that you spent, but it's the 2 years of time that went by.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I decided to use another resource. I decided to use Angie Leads.
I saw the Angie Leads. We talked about the Angie Leads. Like I said, that's going to be different. I mean, that's going to be paying for leads. You'll pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. The problem with that, don't get me wrong, you are going to get leads, but the leads that you get will also go to a handful of your competitors. They tell you two or three, but customers, business owners tell me it's more like six or eight. So you're going to have people bidding on the same job, and I have to be honest with you, what you hated about Facebook, you might hate about Angie Leads. Because the reason that people use Angie Leads, and it used to be called Home Advisor, it's still Home Advisor powered by Angie. Going back 9 years, it was called Service Magic. It's the same company. Most people, and you may have seen the ads on TV for Home Advisor. They advertised very heavily. It was always, you know, get the quote, get the free quote for the job you're looking for. You decide what contractors call you. Choose as many contractors as you want to call you. And most people use that service because they want to get several bids, because they're looking for the cheapest guy. So many business owners have told me that exact same thing. Or they say, I call and nobody answers. They already talked to one of my competitors, you know. So I'm not saying you have to stop using that Angie's, but that could be expensive too. And
yeah, like I talked to one of the guys on Angie Leads. He told me that all my location on the system of them has just one more guy. That works with
I could have stopped you. I could have stopped you when you said he told me for my location. I could have almost verbatim told you you're the only guy, or there's one or two guys, or there's three guys. I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah.
They have the top 25 window tinters in Marietta. Yeah. I mean, their Home Advisor is going to spend. Well, Home Advisor spends between $2 and $3 million a month on Google ads. That does cover the whole country, and it covers every industry that they advertise and market for. But they're going to make that $2 to $3 million back many times over, because they sell the same lead that you get to your competitors, and they do that for every one of their clients. So for them to tell you, and you're willing to travel even quite a bit, for the right job, for them to tell you that they only have one other guy, I mean, they might as well have just told you that you only pay for the lead when you get the job. I hear people tell me that.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Okay.
And then they said, like, that I could request credit. And right now, it's strict credit.
You mentioned that. You mentioned that in our previous phone call. It seems to be a thing, and I would not want to think that business owners were telling me the wrong thing. They're only telling me what they experience, and I've experienced speaking with many business owners who have told me the same thing. You ask for a couple of credits. After that, they say, look, you've already had, you know, six credits. We're not going to give you any more credits. And like so many people have told me, I told them, but nobody answered the phone when I called. They said, well, you already had six credits. You're going to have to pay for the lead.
Wow.
So, like I said, give this a shot. Give it a month. Give it 2 months. Compare it to Angie's. Compare it to what this other company has supposedly been doing for 2 years. I think you're going to love this service. I think, honestly, you're going to either keep your Angie leads paused, cap them at a lower amount, or shut them off altogether. I've got clients that have a lead-based service when they start. Not all of them. In fact, most of them don't keep their service. Whether it's Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. And even my clients who, not like you, but even my clients who have experience and success, meaning they know how the system works and they do see results, even the ones that have been with their lead service for several months, and even the ones that still like it, they still prefer to get phone calls directly to them. And most of them scale back on their leads one way or another, either by capping their leads at a lower amount or just keeping their leads paused or mm-hmm. a lot of my clients will actually stop using their lead service altogether. A lot of them cancel the service. A lot of my clients, you know, they may have been with their lead service for a couple of months already, and they say, oh, I've already canceled it, or, oh, I'm about mm-hmm. to cancel it. So, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to business owners that have used various forms of marketing, but clients mm-hmm. love being on Google because that's where most people go.
But how do y'all, like, actually work? Y'all set up the Google ads, and I choose the amount that I have to spend.
So we can do Google ads for you. That's called AdWords or pay-per-click. Now, for the longest time, well, we've been around since 2004, and I would say for the first, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 years, maybe only 5% of our clients even had Google ads. But then mm-hmm. when we became Google partners, you know, Google kind of encouraged us to make sure that our businesses have Google ads, and they showed us the return on investment that businesses see. Google ads are still a very cost-effective way to advertise your business. It's a good way to get a return on your investment, but it's not always budget-friendly. It's been about 3 years now that Google increased the minimum requirement of $100 a month to $300 a month. So if you wanted to add Google ads on top of everything else, it would be a minimum of $300. So we're not talking about the Google AdWords or the pay-per-click ads at the top of the page. Those are rotating mm-hmm. anyway. That's all HomeAdvisor or Angie's can do because they're not a local company. They're not locally based in Georgia. So all they can do is run Google paid ads. And like I said, they spend between $2 and $3 million every month across the United States and across the industries that they generate leads for. So mm-hmm. this would put the power of Google to work directly for you, meaning that they don't have to go to Angie's. They don't even have to know the name of your company, but when they're Googling your services, your business is going to pop up. They'll see your website when they're looking for window tinting, and they'll call you directly. So you will be listed you'll be listed in the local map, not the paid ads above the map, but the local map just below the paid ads. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where most people go because they can look at reviews, they can look at websites, they can look at photos before they make that phone call.
Oh, I see. So yeah, I'll do advertisement on Google Maps.
Right. Not like Google Maps for driving directions. If you did have a physical location where customers went, then they could still get turn-by-turn directions just by clicking on it. But it's the map section or the pack result because there's often a map associated with it. You know, mm-hmm. so it's local to the people that are doing that search. So it's called the map section or the pack result. Used to be called the snack pack. But it's just mm-hmm. the few businesses that are listed just below the paid ads at the top of the page. So it's still at the top of the page. It's just not the pay-per-click.
Oh, I see. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, can we get you back on our client interview calendar to complete that call?
Well, you really got me. I would like to think about it. Like,
I'm just trying to help you. I mean, you've been with this other company for 2 years. You spent good money and waited a long time, and now you're trying Angie leads. I'm not trying to tell you to stop using Angie leads, but I just know it could cost you a lot of money before it gets you any jobs.
Yes. So, because like y'all both told me the same thing. So that's why I'm confused right now. He told me that you were going to try to convince me to try it.
Well, we haven't done anything yet. We haven't wasted 2 years of your time and taken 2 years of your money.
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to tell you to keep paying him. And I, as someone who's been doing this for more than 10 years, helping out hundreds of businesses, I don't want you to keep spending money and wasting time and money. I would love to see you have us the opportunity to get it going for you on a month-to-month basis. You spent $2,000 in 2 years with this other company. we're not asking for a long-term commitment. It's month to month for a good reason. You probably spent $300 or $288 or $289 just to sign up with Angie's, and your leads are going to be 30, 60. It'll be over $100 for even a residential window tinting, and maybe almost $200 for like a commercial job. The bigger the possibility of the job, the more you will pay for your leads with Angie's. So for the amount of money that you'd be investing with us, it's a tiny, tiny percentage of what you've already spent with the other company or what you would spend quickly with Angie's.
Angie leads, they charge me like $20 for a residential and $40 for a commercial.
Well, that might change. I mean, I hope it doesn't. But I've talked to business owners that say it's good in the beginning, but it gets worse. I've talked to business owners, and I don't know how many leads you've gotten, but for sure the bigger the job, the more you're going to spend on that lead.
Yeah, so it's always around $40 on the commercial and $20 on the residential.
I hope it ends up that way. What about for auto tinting?
Well, they told me that they don't work with auto tinting, but he also put this on my profile so that I receive calls from clients asking for a car estimate, and it came as a residential job, but on the description the client put like, I want my tint that car.
Okay. All right. So you're paying for a residential lead if it's a car?
Yeah, so, but they told me that I could request credit, so they would give me half of any car that I receive.
I hope it works out that way. You know, it would be kind of the exception to the rule, you know, for what you're hearing to actually be how things work. I've talked with dozens of business owners who told me that, you know, they were told something completely different than how it worked out for them. Not at all what they were expecting. I mean, there's still a class action suit. I haven't checked in a while, but it was up to 4,500 contractors. 4,500 contractors had joined a class action suit against Angie Leeds Home Advisor, suing over the quality of the leads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look it up. I mean, I'm not making that up. But I mean, like I said, you know, there's a good reason I'm trying to convince you to give us the opportunity. It's not so we can take your money, but it really is to put you into a better solution, you know, to give you an opportunity to do something that you have not done before with a company that's been around for almost 20 years and a Google partner, not to pay for leads and have the leads go out to your competitors or talk to someone who's looking for the cheapest guy, because I know you've done that, and maybe not with pay per lead like Angie's is. But I don't think you want to be talking to someone who's going to tell you, hey, you know, you're only the second guy who's called me. I'm expecting a couple more calls. I'm looking for maybe a lower price. I mean, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And then pay for that lead. I mean, even if it's only $20 or $40, you don't want to talk to somebody who's going to tell you that, you know, they're looking for someone who's cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
You sure don't want to spend another year or 2 years paying this other company for something that they told you in the very beginning not to do. I mean, they should have done it 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can put you on our client interview calendar for tomorrow. We can spend, again, like 25, 30 minutes with you, get the information that we need. Like I said, it takes us only about 3 or 5 business days to build out your website. So we act quickly, and there's a good reason for it. It's month to month, and we have to earn your business or we lose money. We could not have stayed in business as long as we have, almost 19 years, offering our services, as a lot of the times we do, especially for younger companies, below what it cost us in the first month to get it done. Every time, if it happens, we lose money. We would lose money if you canceled on, even now, you know, even though we haven't done, you know, the work that it would take and spent the time that it would take. You know, just the investment and the time and the resources. We have to earn your business. We have to keep your phone ringing. You have to be a satisfied client for probably, with the website included, at least 3 months. Mm-hmm. Out of the $299, $100 goes to Facebook, paying for ads that are targeting specific zip codes, high-end residential clients as well as commercial clients. So you're not going to be getting calls from people that are looking for the cheapest guy or just looking for estimates. The website's included. A lot of the times we're going to spend, you know, not just the time and the resources to create that website, but the updating, mm-hmm. the maintenance, the hosting of your website mm-hmm. is included as well. So you can see that we're invested in your success a lot more than this other company that just took $80 a month. It's small enough. You just don't think about it. You don't expect mm-hmm. much. They don't do anything. And then time passes and they collect $80 a month from you. And 2 years goes yeah. by. You don't get work out of it. So we're not that. I mean, we charge a fair price for a good service, and I've lowered the cost as much as I can.
All right. Let me, can I have a meeting with you, you said tomorrow?
Yeah. You want us to have our client interview technician call you back?
Yeah.
What time tomorrow? We can do the earliest we could do tomorrow would be 10 o'clock. But we could do as late, well, it looks like we're booked out at 6 o'clock, as late as 5 o'clock. But as early as 10 a.m. or as late as 5 p.m.
As late as 5 p.m.?
Yeah, there's a 4 and a 5, and then other than that, 2 o'clock, and then going all the way back to 10 o'clock.
I think.
Did you want something later?
Yeah, 5 p.m.
5?
I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll...
5 p.m.
We'll reschedule that call for 5 o'clock. I happen to be on a phone call. I just got off the call right as they were calling you, but I happen to be on a phone call this morning when they tried to call you. But I'll try to keep my line open. Like I said, it might be 5:05, 5:10, but we'll call you in that 5 o'clock hour. It'll take about 30 minutes. But do think about photos that you want us to use for your website. You can always update that content. You can add photos to your website and make content changes on your own. A lot of people love that service. Others say, hey, no, take care of all of it for me. And that will work too. You can either just email us photos and we can add that content at any time. You can upload those through your client dashboard. Like I said, you've got 24/7 access to your tracking system. So hopefully I am in between phone calls. It might be just a few minutes after 5 that we give you that follow-up call tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Eugene. Real pleasure speaking with you. I certainly welcome the opportunity. I don't say this a lot because it truly does sound corny, but if you give us 1% of your faith and the first month to earn the rest, we'll definitely do that. We'll get your phone ringing and keep you a satisfied client.
All right.
All right. So I'll send you another calendar invite for tomorrow. Again, you don't have to respond to it. It is just more for your records, but it will go to your email inbox.
All right.
All right. Mr. Sals, I appreciate your time. And again, I hope that I am available at 5 o'clock when we give you a call tomorrow.
All right. Sure.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful rest of the evening. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.